Creatograph is found in the Kids Zone from the NCES, which is the National Center for Education Statistics in the United States. The fact that it's in the Kids Zone suggests that it's going to be kid-friendly, and it certainly is. It's really well set up and suited to usage by young people. There's a few examples which are available, giving you all the different kinds of graphs and the way that they can be used. Not perhaps appropriate to the youngest students, but certainly for students at secondary age, that might give them some good ideas. They're obviously, the examples are based on the kind of statistics, the educational statistics that you get. But they don't need to look at them. They'll be quite happy to dive in straight away with any of the different types of graph that are offered. And there are five basic types on offer: bar charts, pie charts, area charts, line charts and XY graphs. So it's only a matter of clicking on the icon and then choosing one or two properties and deciding the way that you want your graph to be displayed. You can choose different aspects of the appearance to be altered to suit the way that you want it to. You can always go back and change those things later on. Then, of course, the most significant part, and each of these different sections is offered as a tab down the right-hand side. So clicking on the relevant tab takes you to that section. The most important section, of course, is the data for the graph. And entering the data is fairly straightforward. It's done in a tabular format. You can change the attributes of the different data points that are going to appear on the graph. So you can change the colour, the way they look and feel, the kinds of points, for example, in an XY graph, or if it's a bar chart, whether or not you're going to be using stacked bars or cylindrical bars or horizontal or vertical, all that kind of thing. There's another tab for labels, so changing the labels on the axes and the way that they look and feel. And a preview tab, so that you can keep an eye on what your graph looks like all the time as you're entering your data points. Finally, of course, you need some way of getting the graph out. This one isn't about displaying it online. You've got a couple of options. You can either print it directly, or you can download it. And you can download it in several formats. Most of them image-based, so as PNGs, SVG files, or you can download it as a PDF. You can also email the graph to someone else. So by putting in an email address, it will send an HTML file linking directly to the graph that you've created, to the graph project that you've been creating online. So not a registration needed. Get straight